never intervened or done anything with respect to Davis County other than accepting the information that I've received in a contested replacement in Davis County. Tyler Moss, because of our friendship, which is not close, but he emailed me and said, I'm going to resign. And I said, great, call your, I actually called him on the phone and said, call your, call Tina, the county party chair. And I hung up. That was the 26th, if you remember, 27th of January was state central committee meetings. That discussion that, that the replacement list, my wife was the next one on the list. And so that is something that is going on between my wife and the Davis County Republican Party, and I'm not going to comment on that just based on that's ongoing.
We're in executive session. We've got to be honest here. I think it was 2:50 p.m., you received an email from Tyler Moss, and he requested that he wanted to resign. And you, from Tyler Moss, from an email that I have forwarded to me with permission, you called him, according to him, you called him, and you asked him to hold on to that information. It's my understanding you might have gotten a copy of this email as well. You asked him to hold the resignation. I can forward it to you, and I can forward it to everybody. You asked him to hold that because your wife would soon not be the president of the association anymore, and if he would hold that until she wasn't, then she could be seated in that seat. To be honest with the body, I have to stand and say this. So Tyler Moss is an attorney, and he didn't want to have to go that route, but he has submitted an email that you colluded with him to not fill that seat, to not give the information to Tina, to not forward it to the secretary, so that he could, so your wife could be replaced in that seat at a future time. But Mr. Chair, we need to be straight here and to tell the truth. Did you collude with Tyler Moss?
I did.
Thank you.